Good morning, everybody. What a blessed morning we have on this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for joining us here at Faith Lutheran Church. I'm going to remind our people, you know, especially we get into summer here, guests are almost always going to be a part of our worship. What it is that brings them here, we can never know. We had some here at our Saturday worship last night, and when we see them, let's make sure that we make them feel welcome here, and we'll have an opportunity here with the greeting of the peace in just a moment. But just to let us know that while as our numbers just continue to dwindle, the last of the few people that are yet to go back to the north are finally headed back. We'll start the summer here with our regular worship schedule and just do the best we can. And as we go through the summer, we're going to be, as we have a communion service today, we're going to be using the regular divine service setting 3. But for some of our other Sundays, well, we'll just see how the Sundays go and some of the things that we're going to do. I've got a couple of announcements. So first of all, there's an individual that was a member of this church some years back. His name was Wally Mead. I guess he used to run the sound booth in that when it was upstairs. It's been a while since he's been a part of our fellowship, but his son, Kevin, called me yesterday to inform me that Wally has passed and has been granted everlasting life, and the arrangements right now are pending through Dobie's in Hudson. There will probably be something late week, but I know that there would have been at least a few of you that knew who Wally was and possibly knew him well. So we want to remember that family. Also, we're going to just take an opportunity for a special prayer today on behalf of Linda Whitney. She's with us this morning, but today's the last time she's going to be with us. As family realities are going to have her moving over to the east from here a ways, and hopefully everything is, she's going to be setting life in a new and exciting Lutheran church not far from here, but still a different one as she kind of gets connected with family. So we wish her well. We wish her Godspeed during this time. But, boy, you would always hope that she's been such a blessing in our midst, and we're grateful for that. Okay, a couple of things then that if you came in a few minutes early and you had a chance to see a couple of announcements. Our one-day vacation Bible school, it had been scheduled for Saturday, June the 10th. It has been moved. We have gotten an approval from the park for Sims Park because there's a lot going on over there right now, including a bunch of construction that they need to hurry up and get finished with. So our Vacation Bible School is moving to Saturday, August 5th. That's a ways out yet, and it gives us a little bit more time to kind of get things ready to go. But just so you'll know, no Vacation Bible School a week from Saturday, but now Saturday, August the 5th. In Sims Park, again, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Also, there was an announcement that was put on the screen that is basically telling all of God's people. Obviously, the food bank, as well as our office, is going to be closed tomorrow because of Memorial Day. But now our food bank is going to be closed for the next 2 weeks. And it'll be closed through the Monday of our executive council meeting. We'll, it's going to sit down and talk a little bit about it. But what's going to happen is, here in the next 2 weeks, we are going to start looking for additional volunteers to help staff our food bank. We've had people that have had health concerns. We have one that's going to be gone most of the summer. We have another that is essentially needing to retire from the food bank. So we need a fresh set of people that are going to help us. And who knows what the schedule for the food bank ultimately is going to look like. As we get our volunteers and we find out when they're available, we'll set a schedule. But as I said, for the time being right now, the food bank is closed now for the next 2 weeks. But if you'd like to help us, please let me know. I've already had a couple people come my way, and we will get back with you for an opening meeting just real, real soon. That is all that I have for this week. Obviously, we want to continue in our Bible studies and so forth. A calendar is ready to go for the month of June for everybody. Please stand as we begin by calling to mind our baptisms. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce unto you the grace of God. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God is your only begotten Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into the heavens. So may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson, as is always the case during the Easter season, which is now coming to a close, is from the very beginning of the book of Acts. Jesus ascends into heaven. Please note that immediately after the announcement of Christ ascending into heaven, there will be a short break as the Christ candle is now removed from our sanctuary, which will include a short prayer, reading from verse 1. St. Luke writes, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.' So when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth.' And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight."
We bow our heads. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, now ascended in triumph far above all the heavens, leave us not alone or without comfort, but send to us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journeys away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room, where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James and the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. The second lesson is from St. Paul's letters to Ephesians, the first chapter. In these words, which includes one of the longest sentences found in the scripture, we are reminded that Christ is the fullness of our God who fills all in all. Reading from verse 15. St. Paul writes, For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. The Gospel of Luke concludes with Jesus' ascension and a reminder that we are witnesses of all he has said and done. Then Jesus said to his chosen apostles, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. We join Christians throughout the world in confessing our Christian faith this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. And friends, we're going to skip past our sermon hymn for this morning. It was something we're going to probably have to take some time to rehearse anyway. With our small numbers this morning, we'll just continue. For those people that were lucky enough in the early days right after World War II to have this incredible new invention called a television set, very few things changed world and life the way that did. And as television began to come forward with people, and more people started to watch and to see, in the very early days of television, there was something that began to appear on the horizon. Friends, 25 years ago, this past week, television may have been changed forever as an event on television took place for the last time. May 22nd, 1992. Anybody know what happened that night? May 22nd, 1992. And for something like television that had only been around for less than 50 years, there was a gentleman who was a part of television for 30 of those years. That night, he signed off for the last time. It would seem as though television itself changed right at that point. Not just late night television, which maybe or maybe not, some of you even stay up to watch. But this was an individual who went out of his way to make sure that no matter who you were, you were going to be comfortable. You were going to look good on his show. It was almost like one person who was asked, what's it like to be on his show? Once described as, it's like having a door here to your television, and you just open the door, climb in, and sit down and talk to Mr. Johnny Carson. Well, on that night, as he signed off, he had these words to say. He said, I cannot describe the privilege it has been to be able to share laughs and times together for almost 30 years. And he said, and I can tell you that if there's ever a project that gets me excited, I will be just as excited to bring that to you as I have been blessed to be coming into your living rooms for the last 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you greatest thanks and a pleasant good night. And with that, he signed off for the last time. Johnny Carson had no place to try to divide people. If you were one of those people that actually knew what his politics were, you were one of the few, because he had everybody on. He wanted to make sure that no matter who you were, not just as a guest, but as a person watching the show, you were going to feel welcome. And there was something about that where if you were able to stay up late enough to watch him, a father and a son could watch the show together, the beginning of the show, and within a few minutes, there was going to be something that both the father and the son could laugh at. He had a way of uniting people in a way that perhaps no show since then ever has. Well, friends, obviously, I'm not here to talk about Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show that has now been off the air for 25 years. Can you believe that? But in the same light, something else like that took place. One era came to an end, and another had to begin when Jesus ascended into heaven. And somehow or another, we end up being the beneficiaries. We end up being the people that the Lord has blessed as he now has parted his physical presence from us, even with the promise that he would be with us always to the very end of the age. My friends, Jesus gave to us what he wanted us to do in some of his final words that we heard earlier today. And he said, here's what I want you to remember. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You know, when Johnny Carson began his show, every night he began with something where he would try to connect with his people any way that he could. At 10 o'clock each morning, he would put in a phone call to the person that was working with the writers. Now, there were years where Johnny Carson wrote all the entire show, wrote all of his own material. But as things got busier, there would be people that would be writing some of the stuff that he used. And there would be some names that were awfully familiar to you that helped write some of the things that Johnny Carson used. But his whole point, as he would make this telephone call, he would say, I saw this. I saw this in the paper. I saw this in a book. I saw this someplace, and I want the writers to focus on that. Jesus also just had a way of saying, now, by the way, you want to know what's important? Well, no. Forget this stuff about when the kingdom is going to be brought back to Israel. I got something important that I want you to focus on. You will be my witnesses. And where are you going to be my witnesses? You're going to start right here. You're going to start right here amongst your own people. And then from there, you're going to expand a little bit. He used the term in all of Judea. Here at Faith Lutheran Church, we would probably use the term crossing the bridge, getting to the other side of the river, getting to the place where now we are engaging our people a little bit, where we're going to find something, maybe not something that's going to make them laugh, but something in which they're going to know that we have something important, something that no matter how tired you were, it's like, we gotta watch this. Just a few minutes, let's watch this. The few minutes that we are given as Christian people, Jesus reminded us of the importance of the message. And as he has left us, he has given us something even better, where he will be with us always in a more special way to the end of the age. Now, if you were in Eastern time zone, you probably didn't even see much. And if you actually got through the monologue, you probably turned the television off. But in the Central time zone, where it was a little more palatable, where I grew up, if you actually stayed up past that first segment, probably in my world, the best segment of the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson was the next segment. You never knew what you were going to see him do, but he would become all kinds of different characters. Sometimes he'd have lists or things, but this is where, if you ever watched the Tonight Show, you might remember some of these names. Karnak the Magnificent, Old Aunt Blabby, Floyd R. Turbo, American. Those are just a few of the things that he would do. And you know, in the next step that we take, where we are asked to somehow, even if it means that we have to do something that we've never done quite before, if it means we take on a personality, we certainly do not change the message of God's word. But he gave us the message. He even told you, notice that Jesus was even speaking in the past tense, almost like he wanted his disciples already to start grasping the fact, I'm not here anymore. When he said, these are the things that I told you about while I was still with you. Everything written about me, the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures, so that finally, for the first time, they could see something that they had never seen before. They had always been in some kind of a costume that didn't allow them to see what the real truth was. But finally now, they could proclaim in as many different ways to as many different people as possible. Once those two segments were finished, the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson would always settle into a familiar pattern. Johnny would have people on, famous and not so famous, seemingly important and not so important, regarding things that you perhaps already knew a lot about and some things that you probably knew nothing about. There would be people on the Tonight Show that you just, wow, he actually is having this person on. And then at another time, you'd even be wondering, well, why is this person on and why would they even be on the Tonight Show? Eventually, you'd find out. The point being, Jesus has done the same thing with you. When he talks about you being a witness of something, he has made you his guest of honor. The one thing Johnny Carson always tried to do was he tried to make that person that was sitting in the chair look good. Whatever it was that he had to do, well, guess what? Our Savior has given us a message. He's done the hard things for us, in which repentance and forgiveness of sins can be the primary message that we can go in. There is not a better message anywhere. There were some guests that he had on his show that he would have them on time and again because somehow or another it always clicked between he and this guest. Well, things have really clicked between you and your God, not because of anything you have done, but because your Lord and Savior, who has now ascended into heaven, has accepted you, has made you his own, has embraced you. And even though he's gone away now into heaven, he's gone away for a good purpose. He has gone away because there are some certain good things that now need to take place. Don't forget, Jesus' work on earth was done. But his work in heaven to send the Spirit of truth down to us, the Spirit who proceeds from the Father and the Son, needed to take place. The Savior who needed to sit at the right hand of God and have all authority given to him and intercede on our behalf needed to commence. The Savior who needed to be that person that would take our prayers to his heavenly Father and grant them for his own sake. All of that needed to happen. And the Savior who went to prepare a place for us needed to get back so that the place could be prepared in all of its beauty, in all of its glory. You know, after the Tonight Show came to an end, there would be people that would come up, and you may, if you were wondering what that project was that maybe Johnny Carson took up, there wasn't one. It's almost like he knew that he could never top what he had already done. And people would come up to him and say, you know, you meant so much to us. And not just to us, but and he, then they would talk about sometimes how he affected three and four generations of the same family just by some of the things that he inspired them with. And he would be left just saying things like, doesn't get better than that. Can't beat that. Well, look at what Jesus gave you. He has forgiven your own sins, and he's given you a message that you can declare. He opens the door so that you can proclaim those messages. And even as he says, you will be my witnesses and here and then further out, he is going to be with you always to make sure that those are there. Guess what, friends? Doesn't get better than that. Can't beat that. Even if there's never been television quite like that, where nowadays people are more than happy to divide, make it clear what their values are and what and the kinds of things that they really do and do not want as a part of their show or as a part of their audience. There is one thing that is never going to change. The Savior who has ascended into heaven, who will come back soon, is the one person who still has a message that draws all people to himself. My friends, you are his witnesses. And you are his witnesses wherever you go and wherever he opens the door for you to go. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. We receive our offerings, and if you've not already done so, please fill out those faith fellowship cards. They will be collected at the conclusion of the offering. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you are our strength and our song. You have prepared for us an endless stream of salvation in Jesus Christ, your Son, through the eternal Spirit that he has now given, who has proceeded from the Father and the Son, part of the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. We praise you for the life of grace and truth which he lived among us, for his perfect revelation of your love and gracious plans for mankind. Accept our thanks for all that he has done. And by those signs, help us to see clearly and surely that in you we live and move, and that all things are done in your strength and power. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We thank you above all, in the midst of Jesus' death and resurrection, also for this celebration of the ascension in which he has gone to your right hand, as it gives us constant joy as we center our devotion and our worship on our living Lord on heaven's throne, ruling all things for the good of his church and his children. Although the disciples were asked, why are you looking up into heaven? Lift up our eyes to heaven, where our Lord lives, to pray for us and to intercede on our behalf. Give us confidence in his compassion, hope in his power to bless, and move us always to be those witnesses of his saving love to people everywhere, that his gospel may be proclaimed to all nations. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. On this Memorial Day weekend, keep our land in righteousness and peace. Remind us always of the tremendous price that was paid, the price of many lives that we can be free, but most of all, the price that our Son paid that we could be freed from a world of sin. But since he has given us this special world as well, give us leaders who love and honor you at the national, state, county, and local level. May the Spirit of Christ hold sway in our schools, in all institutions of learning and research. Bless all hospitals and places of mercy. Make the healing touch of Christ evident in all of them. Protect us from war, disease, and every calamity. Spare us from rebellion and lawlessness, and give all in our land a true love of piety and peace, remembering that the price that has brought us to freedom is a price that came at the cost of many lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for all who are suffering in any way, especially for those who are sick, homebound, facing surgery, procedures, declining health. We have a special prayer this morning on behalf of Larry de Blasi. Blessed be with him as for the procedure he goes through at North Bay this week. Be with also the family of Wally Mead, as he has been granted life everlasting. We now lift up before you someone in our own lives that we now name before you in a moment of silence. Give them trust in your love. Teach them in patience and hope in the midst of the prayers that are offered by them and for them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, you have blessed us with your love. You have promised to be with us to the end of the age wherever we go. And so we ask that your blessings this morning go with Linda Whitney. May your spirit, your presence, and your love always guide her wherever it is that she now goes, both for a place to live and also for a place that she will be worshiping. Remind us always that while the Savior's ascent into heaven still meant that he was going to be with us, that he will guide her as well as all of us. Give to us the joy of knowing that when he comes again, he will come to receive us to himself forever. And in the meantime, prepare us now, that although he is absent, we will now receive him in a most special way, as we trust our reigning Savior, who though unseen in his ascended glory, will now be here present, to save us by his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Our service concludes in the middle of page 8 with the unison prayer. Please stand as we close together. Almighty God, at our Lord's ascension, he was hidden from our human eyes. Grant that we might see with eyes of faith that he is indeed with us in word and sacrament, even as he prepares a place for us in heaven through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Blessings of the Lord go into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.